Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The biggest breakthrough, by the way, the biggest breakthrough, just so you know, before we discuss what we're going to be discussing today, is that when God revealed to me what we entitled the whole talk that we had for quite some time was, you know, organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. And what you have is you have a lot of people that are held captive by darkness. Their goal is to organize the world, organize you, and to organize everything and how they think it's best to be done. But then you have the organizer of the light. There's only one.
His name
is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't yet gotten that, you can get that by going to VFNTV.com, I believe, and going to highlights or the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com under series or on your app. But think about this. Saul, remember the Apostle Paul, before he was the Apostle Paul, his name was Saul, and he was organizing the church in a dark way. He didn't like what was happening with Christians. He was a Pharisee. He felt like he had the revelation on God and had this relationship with God, and these Christians were intruders. Mm-hmm. And that Christ was not, this Jesus they were following was in rebellion to what was going on. And so he, with the approval of the synagogue, was going with a letter to organize the Christians. As a matter of fact, he actually organized a whole crew around a particular Christian named Stephen. And got them all, you know, riled up, and they were surrounding him. And Stephen was just sharing truth and just saying that this is what happened. And he shared truth. He totally shared the truth. And when he did that, they began to plug their ears. They held their hands over their ears. You have to understand, there's a lot of people we want to be able to hear the gospel, and we want them to be saved. We want them to know Jesus. But in the context of that, they might not want to hear it. Mm-hmm. They might not want to hear it. So they put their hands over their ears and begin to just scream to the top of their voices, because they're thinking what you're saying about Jesus is against their belief in God, the God that they're serving. They felt that Jesus, this is a rebellion. And then through the leading of Saul, they picked up rocks and began to stone him. They stoned this Christian with the leadership of this organizer who organized them against Stephen. They laid their clothes at his feet while they stoned Stephen. Whose feet? The organizer of the night. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the organizers of the night. And immediately then he organizes everybody to start running into all the houses where the church was at and going into each of the Christians' houses and pulling them out and locking them up and putting them in prison. By the way, that's the goal of the organizers of the night. Just in case you don't know that, you can look at history and see, but don't think logically. Understand, they don't even really know what they're doing. They just believe what they're doing is right when it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And they just think, well, these Christians are just in the way. And they're just against our utopia and what's going on. And all they're really saying, the Christians are saying, Jesus is Lord. I'm a sinner. Jesus saved me. He healed me. He delivered me. I'm going to live with him forever, have eternal life. And you can actually have this Jesus too. And that freaks out organizers of the night, because they're thinking, no, I want to be God. Hmm. Well, you're not. And so then Saul goes, and I'm just giving you kind of the understanding this. So he was organizing dark things against God's people, children of the light, right? Mm-hmm. And in that, he took a letter. He went to the religious leaders of the day, and he said, listen, this is my vision. This is what I want to do. And they gave him a stamp of approval and gave him a letter to go find the church. And he was going to go to Damascus. Remember Damascus? We hear that in their news. Mm-hmm. He was going to Damascus for the purpose of organizing the church there, but organizing it in a dark way and to persecute it. But while he was going, while the organizer of the night himself, or one of the organizers of the night, Saul, was going to Damascus to go organize the church in the way he wanted to organize, in prison, in bondage, stoned, dead, he met the organizer of the day. He didn't realize he was in darkness until he met the light. He didn't understand that even though he thought what he was doing for was for God and that it was dark, he didn't know that until he found the light. Because when he was on his horse on the way to Damascus, all of a sudden, the organizer of the light himself, Jesus, shows up. And he is so bright that it literally seared his eyes. It was so bright. His brightness is so bright that all of a sudden his it's just like scales went over his eyes where he couldn't even see anymore. And then he heard this voice and he's going, "Saul, Saul, why are you organizing me?" Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. He said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" That's how, when you start putting your hands on the church and doing these things in the name of darkness, you're putting your hands on Jesus. Uh-huh. And so, of course, at that point, when he met the organizer of the day, he goes, "Dear Lord, I thought I was working for you." He said, "Lord, Lord, who, and all of a sudden he shifted. And then this is what happened. This is so important. Understand that somebody might be an organizer of the dark today. They might be being used by darkness in the name of God now and organizing God's folks and harming them. But they can meet Jesus. They can meet the organizer of the day. Understand that. They can meet the organizer mm-hmm. of the day, and suddenly they'll realize all my compassion and all my desire and all my desire to do for God, I found out I was doing for my perception of God, but I met him through his son, Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, then this particular person who had this great gift of organizing says, "You know what? I'm not going to be organized. I'm not going to organize anything anymore. I'm going to allow the organizer of the day, Jesus, to organize me. I'm going to have him lead me and tell me what to do. Mm. And then I will apply those gifts to the church in a good way and organize the children of the light." Mm. And I say that because when God was speaking to me about this, because that's what's happening right now in society, that people are being organized. People are being polarized. People are being nudged this way and nudged that way. And the sad thing about it is people are so easily manipulated. Mm-hmm. Paul understood this because Saul became Paul when he met the organizer of the light. So Paul said, "Listen, I used to be an organizer. I know how easily it is to get you guys together going in a right direction or wrong direction under a false narrative. I know that if I present the gospel to you in any way other than just straight out directly
right.
how it is, that you may organize around that instead of organize around Jesus." So he says, "I'm not going to come to you with any enticing flyers, any new uploaded websites that can turn you on or any new videos, no witchcraft, no manipulation. I'm going to come to you in power. When I speak to you, I want you to know, and I come to you in fear and trembling because I want you to know Jesus. I don't want you to know me. I want you to know him. When I leave, you can forget me, but I want you to know him. But if I leave," like Smith Wigglesworth said towards the end of his ministry, when everybody was asking for him and asking for God, Smith said to God, he says, I've forgive me. I've sinned. Mm-hmm. I've done wrong. If you give me 7 more years, I'll make this right." Mm-hmm. And God gave him 7 more years to turn people and lead people to Jesus. Not that saying his ministry was wrong, but he was just disheartened mm-hmm. how people so easily turned to him instead of God. And we're asking for him and not Jesus. And so he understood. And so how many, build your church in 3 days and you got a new this and a new that. And it's like, yeah, people are very easily manipulated. You don't want to be one who's manipulating folks. Mm-mm. You just want to tell them about Jesus. Sad thing is some say yes, some say no, but also some say yes to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then you can introduce them. And I say this because this before I go to a break, because the Lord was showing me this. He showed me this in a vision, in a night vision. He showed me that these young folks, I was sharing the gospel in this mall, and these young folks were just excited and all that, 20s or whatever. And when I started talking about Jesus, you know, some went away. They didn't want to hear any bit of it. But these two young men got really excited, and they said, yes, 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 we want. They were excited about accepting Jesus and making him the Lord of their life. And of course, I'm excited, and they're excited, and we're just talking about Jesus, and this is so wonderful. And then this is a vision. This is a night vision. The Lord's giving me a dream. And then all of a sudden, they grab me by the hand, these young men who are excited. They are legitimately excited about this Jesus. Mm-hmm. And they said yes to Jesus. But they grab me by my hand, and they said, I got to show you something. I got to show you something. And they take me in this room, and this room is like dark. And it has, imagine a dark fireplace, and there's a fire inside in the middle of this fireplace, but it's like coals versus fire. And, but it's just dark, dark, dark. And I'm like, what is this? You know, it's just darkness. And they're so excited. They wanted to show me. They were just excited about this as they were about that. They were just excited over about the darkness as they were about the light. And so when I come in there, I'm looking, I was like, okay, I got to carefully, these are brand new believers. So you got to be patient, and you got to be careful how I say what I say, because I want to help them understand this ain't good and get them out. And before I know it, they're saying, watch this, watch this, watch this. And they laid down at this altar, and that's what it was. It was literally had pentagrams on the side of it. They laid down their bodies so flat in front of this altar. And that's what it really was. When the fire was like an altar. And they pressed every piece of their flesh, was like pressed all the way down. You can imagine laying, your face is flattened, everything's flattened. And they were so excited to be able to show me that. And I'm just like, I got to get them. And then all of a sudden a blanket came out and started to cover them. And on that blanket, it had a pentagram. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I said, no. And as soon as I said no, what was in the altar, it jumps out and starts charging me. And then I bind it, bam. And then, of course, the vision ends. You have to understand this. You're either a child of the day or you're a child of the night. You cannot be a child of the day on Sunday and a child of the night 6.5 days a week.
That's right.
That's a lie. I don't care how excited you are about Jesus. If you worship Satan when you finish, if you worship the things of darkness, if you lay down, you have to understand it's not... It says they have nothing to do with each other. What does lightness have to do with dark? And this is important, because right now darkness is trying to organize the earth. But the Lord has called you, if you're a Christian, to be a child of the light. As a matter of fact, he says, and that's what we're about. He says, let your light shine. Mm-hmm. Let your light shine so all men will know and understand that. He said, he didn't ask us. He said, let your light shine. And that's what we're called to do. And that's why we're keeping the conversation light. The light, L-I-G-H-T. To let you know that we have to be light in the midst of all this darkness, not critical, not judgmental, just the loving light and hope of God. But you got to choose, who are you going to serve? Who is going to be your God? I don't care how excited you are on Sunday. Are you still in love and excited with him on Monday? Mm-hmm. Who are you professing? Who are you confessing? You can only be one or the other. Saul was originally a child of the night, organizing the night. And he's trying to take down the children of light. But as soon as he met the light on the road to Damascus, he shifted from being a person who organized folks to a person who's willing to be organized by the organizer of the day himself, Jesus Christ. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers. All around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. Mm-hmm.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.